Psalm 109, a psalm of David. O God of my praise, do not be silent, for a wicked mouth and a deceitful mouth have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue, and words of hatred surround me, and they battle against me gratuitously. In return for my love, they oppose me, and I am all prayer. And they have plotted wickedness against me in return for goodness, and hatred in return for my love. Appoint a wicked one over him, so that Satan stands at his right hand. When he is judged, let condemnation be pronounced, and let his prayer become sin. May his days be few. Let another person take his office. May his sons become orphans and his wife a widow. May his sons wander about unremittingly and beg and seek their needs from their desolate places. May the creditor ensnare everything he has, and may foreigners plunder his hard-earned wealth. May there not be anyone who extends him kindness, and let there not be anyone showing compassion to his orphans. May his posterity be destined to be cut off. May their name be obliterated in the next generation. May the iniquity of his fathers be remembered by the Lord, and may the sin of his mother not be wiped out. May they be before the Lord continually, and may he cut off memory of them from the earth, because he did not remember to show kindness, and he pursued a poor and needy man, and one of dejected heart, to have him put to death. Now he loved cursing, so let it come over him, and he did not take delight in a blessing, so let it be far from him. And he clothed himself in cursing as in his vesture, so let it come like water into his innards, and like oil into his bones. Let it be to him like a garment that covers him, and like a girdle, so that he constantly girds himself with it. These are the wages from the Lord of those who oppose me, and of those who speak evil about my character. But you, O Lord, my Lord, act with me for your name's sake, for your kindness is good, and deliver me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded inside me. I am passing away like a shadow when it becomes long. I am thrown about like a locust. My knees are languid from fasting, and my flesh is wasting away, losing fatness. And I have become a reproach to them. They see me, and they shake their head. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me according to your kindness, so that they may know that this is your hand at work, that you, the Lord, brought it about. They may curse, but you bless. When they rise up, let them be ashamed, but let your servant be glad. May those who oppose me be clothed in ignominy, and be covered in their shame like a robe. I will give great thanks to the Lord with my mouth, and in the midst of many I will praise him. For he will stand on the right-hand side of the poor, to save him from those who judge the capital case against him. Psalm 110, a psalm of David. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit on my right-hand side until I make your enemies your footstool." The Lord will send your strong scepter out from Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will themselves be freewill offerings on your mighty day. In holy splendours from dawn's womb, you have had the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not recant. You are an age-abiding priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord on your right-hand side will strike through kings on the day of his anger. He will judge among the Gentiles. He will fulfil this with dead bodies. He will crush the head of one over a great land. He will drink from the brook on the way, which is why he will raise his head. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the conclave of the upright and in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, sought after for all their delights. Splendour and majesty characterise his work, and his righteousness stands in perpetuity. He has made a memorial to his wonders. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He gives provision to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant, age-abidingly. He has told his people of the power of his works, that he will give them the inheritance of the Gentiles. The works of his hands are truth and judgment. All his precepts are dependable, upheld perpetually, age-abidingly, and made in truth and uprightness. He sent deliverance to his people. He has decreed his age-abiding covenant. Holy and awesome is his name. The beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. All those who act in accordance have good understanding. His praiseworthiness stands fast in perpetuity.